Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Baird, your speaker. Today we are going to continue on our subject, the various ways of serving the Lord. We introduced this subject on the last broadcast, and we covered the fact that we can serve the Lord as servants. And then today we wish to consider our serving the Lord as stewards. And then the next broadcast as ambassadors, and after that as a teacher, as a shepherd, as a family. Now, we serve the Lord in a collective sense as a servant, as a steward, as an ambassador. These gifts and these responsibilities are to all Christian people. Everybody in God's church have the responsibility of fulfilling the requirements of these three categories. And then there are selective gifts in the fact that we are to be teachers, and teachers must have students. We are to be shepherds, and shepherds must have sheep. And we are to be a family mother, a member, and fathers must have children, and mothers must have children. So you see, there is a difference in the first three ways of serving the Lord and the last three ways that we have listed in this study about serving the Lord. All right, now let's open with a verse in 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 10. We read there, "And every man hath received the gift, as every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God." Now you notice how inclusive this is. As every man hath received the gift. And of course man here is in the generic sense. It includes the ladies as well. The gifted are not men only. They are ladies, certainly. They have gifts that they can use from the Lord. And oh, the blessings that our dear sisters can produce for us. I remember going to a Bible conference in Houston, Texas, a number of years ago. And one of those who ministered the word to the audience, a large conference, he made the statement, and it wasn't a mistake, incidentally. He made the statement. He says, "If I'm going to go to a place to do any work, give me six sisters that are on fire for the Lord, and you can have all the brethren." What a challenge. And so it is. The sisters are included. Every man, this is the whole church, as they receive the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Now we're going to go into this subject and divide it up into four headings. What is a steward? Secondly, our qualifications as stewards. Thirdly, our characteristics as stewards. Fourth, the rewards of a steward. All right, let's go to the simplest meaning of the word term, stewards. It is one chosen to meet the needs of others. We see stewardship illustrated throughout the entire Bible. One chosen to meet the needs of others. Now, the one is not himself, just all by himself. It is one chosen to meet the needs of others. We are all stewards. That's what we read. Every man hath received the gift. Even so, minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. All right. Now, what are the qualifications of a steward? Well, he must have gift. And the Spirit of God gives that gift. And we're going to turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. You may wish to turn with us. And read there, beginning at verse 4. We read, "Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit," capital S, the Spirit of God. "There are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. There are diversities of operations, but it is the same God, which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal, not for his own profit, for the profit, the common profit." For instance, the New International Version reads this way in verse 7. "Now to each one is manifest, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good." the common good of all the people of God. God gives us these gifts to be used. Let's go on and see what more of them are. In verse 8, for to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of the miracles, to another prophecy, to another the discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. Now we all are gifted. I know we admire perhaps people who speak from the platform and who minister to the people of God over the air, perhaps, as well. We are to think, oh, I don't have a gift like that. Well, of course you don't. But not everybody has the same gifts. But it's the same Spirit that gives us the gifts, and He gives everybody gifts. And they are to work through that gift to the common good of the church. Now, let's talk about the purpose of the gifts. We've already covered that. It's for the common good of all. And the gifts in operation, we see in the last part of the 12th chapter of 1 Corinthians, we see the figure of the church as a body. And as the different members of the body contribute to the health of that body, so the different members of the church, rather, are to minister that their gift to the church. And when they all do, the church is well fed, and the church is indeed well fed and well trained for the service of the Lord. Now let's consider the characteristics of stewards. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 and 2, we read these words. Let a man so account of us as the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. We've got to be faithful. We've got to be continuous in our ministry. It isn't all done on Sunday. It isn't the teaching of a Sunday school class. It is during the week that we have we serve others, Christians as well, telephone calls to cheer them up, visiting the sick and helping our brothers and sisters in their problems, perhaps entertaining them. These are things that are done for the good of the church, but we must be faithful, we must be consistent. Now, wisdom is called into play. We read in Luke chapter 12, verses 43, here it is. And the Lord said, Who is that faithful and wise steward, whom his Lord shall make ruler over his household, to give them their portion of meat in due season? Blessed is that servant, whom his Lord, when he hath called, shall find so doing. He is faithful and he is wise. We need wisdom in our gifts. We need to know when to speak up and help others. We need foresight. We need wisdom particularly. We need foresight. And in the 16th chapter of the Gospel according to Luke, we're not going to turn to it, there is a steward there that has been accused to his Lord that he has wasted his goods. And his Lord takes him to task. He says, you may not be longer a steward. And so he is just about ready to discharge him, but he hasn't done so. And the steward still uses his authority as a steward in approaching one man. He says, how much do you owe my Lord? And he says, 100 quantities. And he says, take your bill and write down 50. And he went to another. How much do you owe him? Well, so many. And he says, take your bill, and knocked it down to 80%. And his Lord says, pretty smart. He's making friends. The steward said, I can't dig, and I'm ashamed to beg. What'll I do? I'm going to make some friends. Do you know that the Lord takes that illustration? And he is, remember this, our blessed Lord Jesus Christ is sovereign. Listen to what the Lord says. The Lord commended that unjust steward. Now that's the Lord there in that case is small L's, not common, not a capital L. The unjust, he commended the unjust steward because he had done wisely, for the children of this world are in their generation wiser than the children of light. And I say unto you, now this is the Lord speaking, I say unto you, make to yourselves friends of the mammon of unrighteousness, that when ye fail, they may receive you into everlasting habitations. Now, the mammon of unrighteousness is worldly goods. It may involve money. It may involve other things. And we're to make friends with what God has given us, so that in a coming day, when we fail, that is when our health fails, and we go into heaven, they'll be there to meet us. Make to yourselves friends of the mammon of unrighteousness, that when ye fail, they may receive you into everlasting habitations. That's wisdom. That's foresight. Now, it's love as well. We read in Galatians chapter 5 and verse 13, for brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not your liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. The basis is love. And then in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 22, we read there, seeing ye have purified your souls and obeying the truth through the Spirit unto an unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently. Oh, that's the scene. The characteristics of stewards are love. They are loving the ones that they sent. Now, the rewards of a steward are seen in Matthew chapter 24. And we read there in verses 44 and 47, 247 rather, therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Who is that faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household, made him a steward, to give them their meat in due season? Blessed is that servant, whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Verily I say unto you, that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. Now, this is the reward of a steward. The steward is going to serve the Lord now faithfully, and when the Lord comes, his service down here ends. But in the millennial reign of our Lord Jesus Christ, as we were faithful in ministering to the people of God, in our day, in our experience, so he will put us in charge of responsibilities in that coming kingdom. And I'll tell you, that will be wonderful. Think of it, Will, if you will, please. You're a steward, chosen of God, to benefit his people. May God help us to do so. Our Father, today, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus that you will help us to be good stewards. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.